From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Hello, and welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father John Berteo. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Stephanie and Ernie Montaño from La Habra, California. The Mass is offered in memory of Loriana Montaño, who passed away on January 29, 2024, and for Harry Orfanos, who passed away 12 years ago on this date, March 14, 2012. This Mass is also offered for all the living deceased members of the Montaño and Orfanos families, especially for Queen Rose Montaño, their first grandchild, who was born September 8th, 2023. Our thanks to Stephanie and Ernie for making it possible for tens of thousands of the faithful across Canada, the United States, and around the world to share in the celebration that we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your
spirit. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. We invoke your mercy in humble prayer, O Lord, that you may cause us, your servants, corrected by penance and schooled by good works, to persevere sincerely in your commands and come safely to the Paschal festivities. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. After the Lord God had finished giving the tablets of the covenant to Moses on Mount Sinai, the Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you've brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf, and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it, and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone, so that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them. And of you I will make a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'It was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and you do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he planned to bring on his people." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Made a calf at Horeb and worshipped
The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jewish leaders were seeking to kill Jesus because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but was also calling God his own Father, thereby making himself equal to God. Jesus said to them, "If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that his testimony to be true. You sent messengers to John, and he testified to the truth. Not that I accept such human testimony, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's, the works that the Father has given me to complete. The very works that I am doing testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you, because you do not believe him who he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify on my behalf. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who alone is God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What a beautiful, amazing, amazing reading that we just heard today. And yesterday as well from Exodus, and also from, I believe it was from Mark. And John, Jesus sounds like he's a little upset. Well, maybe he is. And after reading these readings for the day before and the day after, I thought, how can I possibly put these together in sort of a very quick nutshell for all of our viewers to try and make some sense of them? So I quote to you from one of my sources who probably, I hope to relate it to you, that they really put it together quite nicely, and I quote, "Who can claim authority and power over life and death itself? Remember, only Jesus himself is the answer. He is the one we should look up to all the time, no matter when and where. Jesus, you see, not only made such a claim, he showed God's power to heal, as we hear in many of the other Gospels, and restore people to wholeness of life, health, body, and, of course, spirit. My quote continues, "Jesus also showed the mercy of God by releasing people from the burden of sin and guilt." Confession that we have today to be relieved, set free. Also, Jesus even claimed to have the power to raise the dead to life and to execute judgment on all the living and the dead. The result then was that the Jewish authorities were, how can I put it, jealous, upset, jealous that Jesus' claim was so powerful and so true and so honest, and of course, he was getting popular more and more all the time, and they didn't like that. Jesus was become, as I said, more popular and healing the sick, not as a magician, but as God himself and forgiving sins. It's sad to see that they could not, indeed the Pharisees and others, could not accept his claim to be the Messiah, the anointed one sent by the Father to restore the world even today. Also, the authorities sought to kill him because he claimed authority and equality with God, which is what they could not accept. How dare he? Well, he was, is. Their blindness, you see, prevented them from recognizing that this was God's answer to the long-awaited prayers of his people, as Isaiah wrote, and I quote, "In a time of favor, I have answered you. In a day of salvation, I have helped you." Are you open to his help? Are you open to be saved? Are you open to be cleansed free? Again, the sacrament of reconciliation. So I ask you then, do you know of someone who refuses to believe in Jesus even today? I do. Quite a few, unfortunately. I'm sure some of you do as well. See, some of these people might come from, well, may come across as being very angry, being rejected, almost impossible to put up with, to listen to. Maybe they just, when they see you, walk away, whatever that might be. My suggestion is, don't push them away. Don't tell them too much that they're wrong. They know they're wrong. Don't tell them too much. But just be yourself. Just, okay, I don't understand your point of view, but it's okay. God loves you too as much as he loves me. A little bit of honey. God loves you too as much as he loves me. He loves all of us. You are the one who've chosen not to love God as much. And don't change your message. Be honest, be Christ-centered to those people who think that, well, maybe you've lost it, who think that maybe they have it all, who think that maybe they'll get up there before you, or perhaps who have no use for the church, for religion, and of course, for God himself. Again, please, don't condemn anyone. Jesus didn't. He embraced them. People condemned themselves. And if I could just put a little push on this beautiful, beautiful series on television, and I think in the theaters, called The Chosen. What a beautiful time of the year it is to see how this man portraying Jesus, how he is so kind, how he's so merciful, how he is welcoming others. Even those who reject it, he still loves them no matter what. My point is, dear friends in Christ, be kind to one another. It may hurt a lot. They may call you different names. Bless them instead of cursing them. Be kind, and in your private prayer, as they're maybe tearing you down or calling you names or doing whatever they might be doing, say a little prayer to them, for them, and ask Jesus to give you the courage. And of course, always turn to Mary, who will give you the courage that you too need to be the face of Jesus to others. After all, you may be the only gospel, you may be the only Bible they will ever see. Congratulations for having the courage to be Christ to others. Because one day here, maybe it'll hurt a bit, but in heaven, you will rejoice forever. Speaking of rejoicing, let us pray. In our prayer intentions, we pray for those who have gone astray from the faith. May they find their way back through our patience, example, and prayers. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all of us who stay strong in the love that Jesus has for all of us in the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For more vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sponsors from California and all of those who write in to sponsor also different ways of the TV Mass, May all your intentions be answered according to God's will, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we conclude in turning to Jesus through our Blessed Mother as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For with you can thus receive the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit, sacrificing this sight, this sacrifice to you, Lord God, Lord, wash away my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that what we offer in sacrifice may cleanse us in our frailty from every evil and always grant us your protection. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For you will that our self-denial should give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with the countless angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. the mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer your Lord the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring it to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who please you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And grace you with peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit.
This time of Lent, this time of penance, what a beautiful time it is to be reconciled with God. And of course, with those who don't see eye to eye as we do. So grant them in a special way the peace of Christ. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ meet to everlasting life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. May this sacrament we have received purify us, we pray, O Lord, and grant your servants freedom from all blame, that those bound by a guilty conscience may glory in the fullness of the heavenly remedy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Bow your heads for God's special blessing in the prayer that we have today. O God, protector of all who hope in you, bless your people, keep them safe, defend them, prepare them, that free from sin and safe from the enemy, they may persevere always in your love. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.